65. Question has been called. Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 165. Members may proceed to vote. Clerk lock the roll. Representative Wilson? Clerk lock the roll. Anyone wish to change their vote? Clerk tally the board.
23 yeas, 8 nays.
So House Bill 165 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move the effective date.
Question before the House is adoption of the effective date clause. Debate. Ready for the question. Question being, should we adopt the effect? House stand at ease. House come back to order. Question before the House is the adoption of the effective date clause. Members may proceed to vote. Clerk lock the roll. Anyone wish to change their vote? Clerk tally the board.
24 yeas, 8 nays.
And so the House has adopted the effective date clause. Hey, good try. And so the effective date clause has failed to pass the House. Madam Clerk, would you please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill 225 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to Certain Civil Actions Brought by the Attorney General Under Monopoly and Restraint of Trade Statutes Relating to the Award of Damages and Actions Brought Under Those Statutes and Providing for an Effective Date. The bill's in third reading.
Under debate. Representative Grunberg.
I'm going to give this one more try. Be very brief. On page 2 of the bill, I'm sorry, page 3 of the bill, AS 455577, subsection I, lines 20 to 22, caused me a little problem in the Judiciary Committee because the language says only the Attorney General can bring an action for indirect injury in an antitrust case. And I think that there should be some authority if the Attorney General would be, say, corrupt or incompetent or something, at the very least, under certain circumstances, an individual or class should be able to pursue a cause of action, a meritorious cause of action. And I had prepared an amendment, talked with the Attorney General, and we are working together, and hopefully we'll work over the interim to come up with some language, but it won't be on this bill, but I will continue to work to cure that problem. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Grunberg. Further debate. Representative McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, it's my honor to present this bill on behalf of the Governor. This is a good bill whose time was a long time coming. This bill, Mr. Speaker, would allow the Attorney General's office to bring claims on behalf of indirect purchasers. And the need for this bill arose out of a case, a seminal case, in 1977 in the Supreme Court. I won't go into the details. The case was Illinois Brick Company versus the State of Illinois. And in that case, Mr. Speaker, the ruling was that federal antitrust laws do not, in fact, allow indirect purchasers to recover damages from an upstream antitrust violator. And in real terms, Mr. Speaker, what that means is that in order to have that cause of action for your Attorney General, you have to adopt what's called an Illinois Brick repealer, and that is what we have here before us. Over 30 states have already passed this type of legislation, availing themselves of this remedy for their Attorney General. And it's really important. In recent years, there was a large vitamin case, Mr. Speaker, that the State of Alaska did find itself a part of, but we were ultimately unable to recover millions of dollars in attorney's fees. We were only allowed to recover $100,000 because we did not have an Illinois brick repealer. And in the case of the vitamin manufacturer, what happens, Mr. Speaker, is if you're a direct purchaser, you're the one that actually buys from the wholesaler of the vitamin, then you do have a cause of action. But as a consumer in the state of Alaska, buying that vitamin from, say, Carr's Grocery or Fred Meyer, you, in fact, did not have a remedy under the law for any kind of collusion that may have occurred on the part of vitamin manufacturers. And these cases present themselves in a variety of other areas. They're typically low-cost products like vitamins or drugs or things like that, but we have seen cases where manufacturers will seek to collude and set the price to the detriment of all of us. And so this bill will allow the Attorney General to bring a cause of action on behalf of the state of Alaska and its consumers, and it's an important bill. It's a technical bill, but it's been a long time coming, and I know the representative from District 20 and the representative from District 23 agree with me that this is something that we've been in need of here in the state of Alaska for a long time. And so it's my honor to present it. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I also want to commend the member from District 20 for not offering that amendment today and for agreeing to work with the Attorney General.
Thank you, Representative McGuire. Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Actually, I'm rising on behalf of my friend from District 25 who's laid up in a hospital somewhere because he ran this bill last year. And I guess his thinking now would be, had he known that if it were a governor's bill, it would have passed, I think he might have run for governor last time.
Thank you. Representative, is there further debate? Representative Guerra.
Speaker, I just want to give a moment of credit. The member from District 25 has been pushing this bill. The last speaker from South Anchorage has been pushing it with the Attorney Generals. And I, we'd both wanted to push it. But really, there's a person who's been pushing it for many, many, many years. And it seems like he's finally received a receptive audience. And it's an Assistant Attorney General by the name of Ed Sniffen, who keeps coming to Attorney Generals and Governors and Attorney Generals and Governors and they've all listed him so far, so he just has to get it through two houses. But Ed Sniffen, he works real hard, and this is his brainchild. And all it does is protect consumers and make the state money at the same time. So not a bad idea.
Representative Guerra, further debate? Ready for the question. The question before the House is the passage of House Bill 2 1/4. Members may proceed to vote. The clerk locked the roll. Does anyone want to change their vote? Madam Clerk.
34 yeas, 0 nays.
And so unanimously, the House has adopted House Bill 225. Madam Clerk, Mr. Majority Leader.
It is an effective date.
I was waiting.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 225 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date.
Without objection. The roll call vote on the passage of the bill will be considered the roll call vote for the effective date clause, thus adopting the effective date clause. Madam Clerk, would you please read whatever is next, right after Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Keeping in sequence, I'd like to bring up reconsideration of House Bill 226.
Reconsideration being brought up on House Bill 226.
Speaker, I move that we move to second reading for the purposes of rescinding our action and adopting amendment number one.
There is a motion to return to second reading for the purpose of rescinding our action and adopting amendment number one. There is an objection. Representative Grunberg.
Please have a brief at
ease. Stand at ease. Let's come back to order. Motion before the House was returned to second reading for the purpose of rescinding our previous action and adopting amendment number one. Is there objection?
I will withdraw my objection. I'll withdraw my objection to rescinding the action.
Without objection, then, we have returned Back to second reading. And we now have amendment number one back before us. We want to rescind her. We're back in second reading. We now have before us a motion to rescind our action.
That motion?
Adopting amendment number one.
That we rescind our action in adopting amendment number one.
The motion is as stated. Is there an objection? No objection, which brings amendment number one back before us, unless the maker of the amendment is withdrawing the amendment. Amendment number one has been withdrawn. We're back in third reading under reconsideration. Question before the House. Shrugging their shoulders. Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 226 under reconsideration. Members may proceed to vote. Clerk, lock the roll. Anyone wish to change the vote? Clerk, tally the board.
33 yeas, 0 nays.
And so, unanimously, the House has passed House Bill 226 under reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 226 under reconsideration be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 226 under reconsideration will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause, thus adopting the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we revert to introduction of guests, please?
Without objection.
Mr. Speaker, I would have all the members of the body turn their attention to the back of the room where we would like to introduce a guest page. She works in the... with a sense of gratitude, I would ask that we all welcome Ms. Judy Ulmer.
A Judy of all trades. Can't say Jack. Madam Clerk, please read the next item.
Your citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on the calendar will be approved. Is there unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, one more excuse that I'd like to bring before the body, and I would move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Fate be excused from the call of the House from tonight after session, Friday p.m., May 9th, until plain time Sunday night, May 11th.
Without objection, Representative Fate will be shown on the dates and times indicated, and you'll be excused from the call of the House. Further unfinished business. Committee announcements. Everybody jump up at once. Representative Rokeberg.
Speaker, the Rules Committee will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. On the calendar, under the 24-hour rule, is SB 89, Definition of Lobbying, Senate Bill 142, Department of Natural Resources, Lead Resource Development Projects, HB 162, Increasing Business License Fees, and HB 271, Passenger Vehicle Rental Tax. Ferry Camp.
For the committee announcements, Representative Masick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation was scheduled to meet for 9:30 tomorrow, but that's going to be probably recessed to the call of the chair, and we may meet at 3:30 on Monday for the purposes of hearing House Bill 315, and that's the International Airport Revenue Bond. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Masick. Take a brief ease. House, please come back to order. Without objection, I'd like to move back up the calendar to introduction of bills. Madam Clerk.
House Bill 314 by Representative Sisson entitled An Act Relating to Pesticide Use Relating to Program Receipts Collected by the Department of Environmental Conservation for Registrations and Licenses Relating to Pesticides and Providing for an Effective Date.
Refer to Labor and Commerce and Resources.
House Bill 315 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to International Airports Revenue Bonds and Providing for an Effective Date. A letter and a fiscal note were attached.
For the Transportation and Finance.
There are no further bills for introduction.
It brings us back down the calendar to committee announcements. General announcements. Representative Lynn.
Yes, I'd like to announce that tomorrow, even though I'll probably be in session with the rest of our hardworking colleagues here, but there will be a life chain in Juneau on the bike trail between Fred Myers and St. Paul's Church up there by McDonald's, where people who share pro-life values can witness appropriately with appropriate signs. And even though I can't be there, I'm sure my wife will be there, and I invite anybody else who can be there to participate. It's a wonderful experience. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. Other general announcements? Special orders? Representative Masick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I seek permission to speak about in time of need.
Objection, in time of need.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to bring to the body's attention, as a former Iditarod musher, I've never ran in the Yukon Quest, but Mr. Speaker, Leo Olson, who has done everything for the Yukon Quest but run it, he was involved since it started in 1984 as race judge. He's currently the chair of the Rules Committee. And Mr. Speaker, he was recently diagnosed with an incurable type of glandular cancer, and he's undergoing chemotherapy treatment once a week. And Mr. Speaker, he has no insurance, and they're setting up an account for him at the Denali State Bank, and they're also doing a bunch of auctions and fundraisers. And I just think, you know, Alaskans always come together in the time of need, and Mr. Olson has done wonders for the Yukon Quest, and I just want to bring to the body's attention that hope that we could encourage support for Mr. Olson as he contributed so much for the Yukon International Quest Sled Dog Race. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Masick. Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Subject to be a true saint.
Objection.
We all noticed that our colleague from District 33 is absent this evening. And there is a reason for it. His bride flew into town tonight. It's their 16th anniversary, so I'm sure he's not sick. He just was sick of us. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Chenault. Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on No Place Like Nome.
No objection.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I'd just like to take this moment to thank the City of Nome for having the Mother's Day brunch that they have every year for Mother's Day. And I think the representative from Nome told us that everyone's invited, including your staff. And when you're a family of four and as poor as the speaker or representative from Nome said, that, you know, that's important. So. Anyway, it is a very good brunch. It's at the Baranoff, and I hope to see everybody there. And again, thank the City of Nome for putting it on.
Thank you, Representative Meyer. Representative Weirach.
Topics, children.
Objection, children.
They're all children of mothers, and I'm thinking about my mom on Sunday. It's a special day for me.
Should be a special day for all of us. Okay, that brings us down to the little dog in the Cracker Jack box. He was officially named Bingo 106 years ago today. In 1932, the Taku Harbor cannery of Libby, McNeil and Libby, that's south of Juneau, was destroyed by fire. 1949, speaking of Nome, Federal Communications Commission granted permission for a radio telephone station at the Nome office of the Alaska Steamship Company. It still exists today. And finally, back in 1960, the birth control pill was approved for use in the United States. And many people say that the world turns so fast that there are days when the person who says it can't be done is interrupted by the person that is doing it. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Saturday, May 10th.
Adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow.